Hey everybody, this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat with Scorpio. This is breaking news today. So, the Bishop Lamar Whitehead has been arrested by the feds for extortion and fraud. Apparently, he's been swindling one of his members of his church, a businessman. I'm going to read a little bit of this article that I'm looking at so y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. So here we go. The headline is, this is the Daily News. The headline is, Feds arrest Brooklyn Bling Bishop Lamar Whitehead on extortion charges for swindling parishioner businessman. So flashy Bling Bishop Lamar Whitehead was busted by the feds Monday on charges that he swindled retired parishioners out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. After months of headline-grabbing incidents where he was both the accused and the victim, Whitehead is in the spotlight once again, this time after federal prosecutors accused him of fraud, extortion, and making false statements to the FBI about business deals with members of his Brooklyn church. Lamar Whitehead abused the trust placed in him by a parishioner, bullied a businessman for $5,000, then tried to defraud him of far more than that, and lied to the federal agents. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said after Whitehead's arrest, his campaign of fraud and deceit stops now. Whitehead was famously robbed at gunpoint on camera of $1 million in flashy jewelry in the middle of delivering a sermon at his Brooklyn church. Whitehead, 45, who counts Mayo Adams among his friends, is little more than a false prophet who took advantage of men and women who sought his spiritual and financial guidance, the feds charge. Whitehead, pastor of the Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministries in Canarsie, sought money and other things of value from victims on the basis of threats and false promises. Victims' investments would benefit the victims financially, according to prosecutors. Let's see, they're showing pictures of him walking, I guess, look like he's around the court, across the street from the courthouses in these pictures. He's walking with some white woman and some white guy and somebody filming him. Okay, in one instance, Whitehead convinced one of his parishioners to invest nearly $90,000 of her retirement savings with him. But instead of delivering her to the financial promised land, Whitehead spent the money on luxury goods and other personal items, authorities said. Now, this has to do with Anderson. Anderson gave up her life earnings to Whitehead because he promised her that he can help her get her a house, but he never did. He spent those funds on their luxury goods, but he also spent those funds on his campaign when he was running for Brooklyn Borough President. Let's see, where was I? But instead of delivering her to the financial promised land, Whitehead spent the money on luxury goods and other personal items, authorities said. In another instance, Whitehead extorted a businessman for $5,000, then attempted to convince him to lend him $500,000 and give him a stake in a real estate transactions in return for favorable actions from the New York City government, which Whitehead knew he could not obtain. Now, this is crazy. Why would he do something like that? And now, you would think, you know, now I know when that robbery happened in that church, I know that back then a lot of people believed that he was involved in that, that he made that up. And now, with all this going on, I think everybody really, really believes that he has something to do with it. Because now I know I do. In my own opinion, I still believe that he had something to do with that robbery at that church. Okay? For weeks and weeks and weeks, he's been lying to people, going online, lying to people, telling people, or pretending like he was waiting to be able to get back into that church building, knowing that he lost the lease to that building after he assaulted Tasha Global in the church. The landlord of that building ended that lease. So he was never going to get back into that building. So he's been lying to all of those people who's been listening to him online, on social media, calling himself preaching. He's been lying to them. There was never going to be going back into that building because he lost the lease. And now he done lost the properties. Everybody, we all know now he's losing those properties in Connecticut. Those projects that he had that he was not keeping up with, he's losing that too. Let us see where we are. Whitehead even lied to the FBI, according to authorities. When agents executed a search warrant, Whitehead told them that he had no cell phones. That was a lie. Other than the phone he was carrying, that was a lie. I believe he got at least two cell phones, officials said. The truth was that Whitehead owned a second phone. See, now I ain't even get to this part yet, and I already said he was owning two phones. You can tell he was owning two phones because every time he went live, he was going live on Facebook and he was going live on Instagram. And in order to go live on two different social media platforms, you have to have two different phones to be able to do it. And he was doing that, and it showed that he was doing that. So I don't know how he would make up such a lie like that. I mean, when he goes live, you can plainly see that he's using two phones. And he's also mentioned that he was having trouble with his Instagram. This is really crazy. This is really, really crazy. Okay, so let's keep on going. The truth was that Whitehead owned a second phone, which he regularly used to communicate, officials said. He even used the second phone to send a text message describing it as "my other phone" shortly after telling the agents he had no other phones, officials said. Whitehead carried out several duplicitous schemes in order to receive funds from his victims, said FBI Assistant Director Michael J. Driscoll. When speaking with authorities, Whitehead consciously chose to mislead and lie to them. See, that's why nobody believed him. A spokesman for the Southern District of New York said Whitehead was expected to be presented in Manhattan federal court Monday afternoon. He is charged with two counts of wire fraud, each of which carries a maximum sentence of 20 years, one count of extortion, which carries a maximum sentence of 20 years, and one count of making false statements, which carries a maximum sentence of 5 years. Whitehead's lawyer, Dawn Florio. Oh, so he got a whole new lawyer. So now Brian Ponder is no longer his lawyer. That's interesting. So Whitehead's lawyer, Dawn Florio, did not immediately respond to a call for comment. So he don't got a whole new, he has a whole new lawyer. Not just a whole new lawyer, but it's a female lawyer. I guess Brian Ponder could not represent him no more. Right? That looked like that's the whole article. I just read the whole entire article. So basically, yeah, he may be, it's a possibility that he may get bail. Now, I know for a fact, well, I'm not going to say for a fact, but allegedly, I believe that his wife, Asia, they're going to subpoena her, and she's going to be forced to testify. And she better hope that they don't force her to testify against him. because everybody knows she know everything that he does, though she stays in the house with the baby, but she knows everything that he's doing. And technically, I truly believe, allegedly, that she's also involved. She's been involved in a whole lot of stuff that he's been doing, but that's just my opinion. But anyway, that's the story for today. It's funny though, because every single week, every single Sunday when he goes live, and no, I don't watch his lives, but there are YouTube content creators who play his lives on their channel. And every single time he does, well, what he wants to call his sermons, even though he doesn't know what he's talking about, at the end of the sermons, he's always trying to manipulate people into giving him. One minute it was $300, another minute it was $500, another minute it was $1,000. Then on top of that, he was calling people broke, and then on top of that, he was telling people, well, if you say you can't give to his ministry, but he sees you giving to somebody else's ministry, they wrong. I mean, he was just saying all sorts of crazy stuff just to make people feel bad and to give him the amount of money that he wanted. But I truly believe he ain't never got that type of money, and I believe that he would try to lie and make it seem like people was giving to him when they really weren't. But anyway, you know, at the end of the day, I do hope that They also get to the bottom of this this robbery that took place in this church now, because now you got to question whether or not he really has something to do with that. If he's going around defrauding and extorting, trying to defraud and extort money from his parishioners, who's to tell that he did not create that fake robbery? Because it's very suspect. To me is very suspect. But anyway, I really hope that they get to the bottom of it. But anyway, I just wanted to put this out there, you know, let everybody know what the news is. I may talk a little bit about Megan Thee Stallion later on today. I'm literally watching a YouTube content creator who has had people on his platform that has been inside the courtroom, and they are talking about what's been going on in the courtroom. So I don't know, I might speak a little bit on it and bring everybody up to speed. Well, try to anyway, as to what's going on as far as that case is concerned. But anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and I shall be back soon. Bye-bye for now, and have a great day.